morning, Audio Gravity, 18th of July 2009. Hope you're doing well. First link today is pod2mac.com. I probably mentioned this before a while back, but a lot of people have been asking me, how can I get my music off my iPod? Not people that I talk to a lot, people that I know from Facebook and people who ask me who've just had a Mac for the very first time and, or an iPod and they can't share it between machines. Pod2Mac allows you to do that. It's a freeware program. It lets you copy or transfer music, videos, playlists from an iPod or iPhone to your Mac and into iTunes. Very, very simple, very, very easy. The program's still freeware. However, it's track transfer features. Two of the program's nine features are only unlocked when the pod to PC is registered. I'm just going to find out how much it is. I don't think it's that expensive. If we can find out where it is, it doesn't really say anywhere on the site. I've never noticed it before. Maybe it's because I don't use them two little features of it. Anyway, next link today is over on gawker.soundforge.net/information.html. What Gawker does is allows you to create time-lapse movies using a webcam. Pretty cool. What I like about it is on SourceForge, like I say, it's got a really simple interface. It can use your eyesight, it can use a Bonjour camera, so that's something like an Axis camera, so you can have an outside camera, that's quite useful. And it's saying images from your camera can be shared, allowing other users to record your image stream. Streams can also be combined to create a time-lapse movie with up to four locations side by side. Very, very cool. And there's a couple of examples on the site as well of what people have used it for and how they use it. If you're looking to do time-lapse, I would say probably this is the application if you've got a Mac to use. Next link is over on pickachoose.com. Pickachoose is a lightweight jQuery plugin that allows you to put embed very easily into your website or blog a little gallery type thing. It's got like a little slider, so it slides from one picture to another, which is pretty decent. Next link today is iamphotoshop.com/PSD. All you'll need is in one place. This is quite nice because they've got a whole listing of different PSDs you can download. So things that people have done as logos or backgrounds or vectors or pictures of cars or keyboards or bits of hardware. And if you're looking for some inspiration, it's a good place to go. They do brushes, tutorials, shapes, textures, stock photos. You know, the sort of site. But it's a very polished, very quick site. And I like it a lot. Next link is over on tidyread.com. What TidyRead does is it strips away all of that other guff on the page. And you've just got like the images and the text. It doesn't have all the other backgrounds and everything else that goes along with it. It pulls it out so it's better for readability. So it's easy to read. You can extract various bits. So you change the size. You can put width in there. And I think they've even got a version for the iPhone, which is worth looking out for. And finally, the last link today. I love this. Ideapaint.com. What IdeaPaint is, it's a paint substance which is exactly the same as the whiteboard. So you can literally paint your office, your room, your loft, wherever you work, and then you can use one of those pens to actually write on the wall, wherever you want on the wall. And it's a dry erase surface, so you can literally just write and then erase it whenever you want. But you can use the whole wall, so it means you can just get up from your desk, start writing your ideas on the wall, if you want to, you can wipe it off. It's great stuff. I don't know how much it is. I don't think it's going to be cheap. But it's a brilliant idea. They should have done it long before now. I can imagine this going down really well in schools. All right. I'll see you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.